Decadence Now at Prague's Rudolfinum Gallery has become one of the most talked about exhibitions of the year in the Czech Republic. An extremely ambitious show by local standards, it brings together over 140 pieces by leading contemporary artists, including Damien Hirst, Jeff Koons, Gilbert and George, and Cindy Sherman. Sections with titles like Sex, Pain, and Death feature many works that are unusually graphic, some might say shocking. Indeed, under-15s aren't allowed to enter unaccompanied. I discuss the exhibition with its curator, art historian Otto M. Urban, and began by asking, what does the art on show at Decadence Now tell us about contemporary society?
The same what the works showed 100 years or 200 years ago. We have to remember that even Goya's prints or late black paintings were quite controversial and caused quite radical criticism. So the fact that artists like Goya, Felicien Robs, Otto Dix, Hans Bellmer, or the contemporary artists, they are dealing with the dark side of the human existence, human mind, human life, human body, and they can tell us that our society is still full of prejudices, clichés, misunderstandings. Even we feel that everything is possible, everything is available, and everything already exists.
The show is subtitled Visions of Excess. What is the visitor meant to get from viewing the excess on the show here?
Actually, the subtitle is based on an American edition of French philosopher Georges Bataille's collected writings from late 20s and 1930s. Because Bataille, in fact, was for my concept very inspiring, and I think that he is one of the big thinkers of the 20th century whose work, whose ideas connects like a Baudelairean tradition from late 19th century with nowadays. And what the visitor should gain from seeing the show, several things, of course. One is that the visitor has chance to see collection of artistically high quality paintings, sculptures, photographs, works of art which using the language of visual culture are touching sometimes very subjective, very personal, very emotional parts of our existence. So I believe that to deal with the problems like death, madness, and so on is much easier through the art than through a real personal experience. Art is in certain sense sort of experience without or painful experience without pain.
At the entrance, you warn people of a sensitive disposition that there could be some images here that could be too strong for them. What particular images do you think here, what particular works could cause offense?
That's the question. You know, we didn't expect or we didn't want to cause any scandals or any controversies, anything like that. You know, I'm art historian, and my main field is like late 19th, early 20th century, you know, so even my approach to contemporary art is somehow traditional, you know, so, but on the other side, we use the experiences of our colleagues from abroad, you know, where these kind of warnings are a regular part of similar exhibitions, you know, we can mention, for example, Pop Life in Tate Modern last year, you know, which was quite controversial, and the information for visitors was part of the exhibition, and it's actually quite standard in exhibitions which presents works which are on the edge of explicit sexual representation, religious themes, representation of pain or violence, and so on. And I believe that it's sort of fair to inform visitors that there are works which might be problematic. You know, we didn't want to shock somehow someone who would visit the show and suddenly see works which would be offending. You know, so I think it's a result of sort of rising political correctness of nowadays.
The human body has, of course, featured in art forever, mm-hmm. but perhaps not in the way that we see here. We see a lot of erections, for example. We see x-rays. We see a lot of blood. Do you think that we lose something when there's nothing left to the imagination?
Not really, you know. I don't think it's like a typical just for contemporary art, you know. If you would look at the ancient Greek or Roman sculpture especially, you would find sculptures of different hermaphrodites and dwarfs as well, you know. Just look at the medieval representations of crucified Christ, you know, torturing of Christ, torturing of saints, you know. Imagine a famous painting by Titian called Apollo and Marsyas, where a human being which is still alive is skinned out of the skin, you know. So the blood, pain, violence is not something what's typical for contemporary art. It's something what's part of art since the beginning, you know. That's why I don't think that we are losing something. You could ask the same question, are we losing some kind of mystery after seeing bloody body of Jesus Christ taken down from the cross? There was a certain reason why medieval or Renaissance painters presented every single wound, every single drop of blood on the body of Christ, you know. So this is actually part of the tradition. The problem is that, of course, we are much more sensitive to something what's current, what's contemporary, because we feel that it's around us. I would say if we would present here like a Grünewald's Eisenheim altar, for example, which is very well known because it's like a naturalist explicit representation of pain, torturing, suffering and so on, people would not be so shocked as after seeing the pieces by David Bailey or Damien Hirst just because it's painted. But what is represented is actually the same.
Is there any way in which artists can go too far? For instance, in the next room here, I saw a photograph of a human head on a plate. Could that be going too far?
You know, that's the same problem as the previous question, you know. Executed human head on the plate is based on the biblical story of Salome and the head of Saint John the Baptist. And again, if you would look at art history, already since late Gothic art, then continuously, the motif of executed human head is a regular part of the visual culture, you know. So here the case is also illusion. It's not executed head. The rest of the body is hidden below the table, you know. But it's again the problem of the representation. You know, you would never say after seeing painting of Saint John the Baptist or sculpture represented the same, but if it's photograph, so we take it as a reality. But photography is also illusion.
I thought it was a real head, I have to admit.
It's a real head, but it's not executed head. It's a dead body in some Mexican morgue, and the photographer Witkin made a hole in the table and put the head through the hole, so it feels that it's executed head, but it's not.
But it's still a real dead person.
It's still a real dead person, yes.
Doesn't that disrespect the dead in a way?
Not really. I think it's completely opposite. If you would talk with Witkin, the photographer who did that, so he has extremely ethical like attitude towards what he is photographing. He deals with every single relic or limb or part of the human body with extreme respect. And he is sort of showing us something that, again, was a regular part of the visual culture or culture in general. Just remember ossuaries, you know, which are nowadays big touristic attraction. So is it okay to go to ossuary just for attraction? I would say that it's a quite serious question, you know. What's worse ethically, to open these kind of places for tourists or to photograph with respect remains of dead people?
That was curator Otto M. Urban talking there about Decadence Now, a show that has taken the Czech capital by storm. He was talking to Ian Willoughby.